Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Ceresia. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I have been a published writer for longer than I might care to admit, since 2000, honestly. And this makes book number 27, 28, something like that. I am a slow writer, but I can say that at least I've had one thing a year. I was on a little hiatus for some health reasons, but this is probably book 27 or 28, somewhere in there. so yeah, I've been published in romance, paranormal romance, erotic romance, urban fantasy. So I've done a little bit of everything because, you know, I'm like that dog in Up where I just have a short attention span and I just keep bouncing from project to project. I have multiple interests in things. So I write what I love. So
I love this. So question, were you always a romance reader before you started writing romance, or what came first, writing or reading?
Reading, because I've been a reader since, you know, I could string letters together and know what they meant. Mm-hmm. I started in science fiction with, you know, Ursula K. Le Guin, Madeleine L'Engle, all of those kind of books. I can't remember, probably grabbed them, you know, like everybody else, they found their mother's Harlequin stash. Mm-hmm. And I started reading those. Then I started working in a bookstore part-time to fix my book reading habit, and just discovered romances and started with historicals, and it just kind of expanded from there. So definitely was a reader before I was a writer. I just love stringing stories together. But yeah, I was trying to write like fantasy way back when in my teenage years. But then, once I discovered romance and all the different subgenres of it, I'm just like, oh my gosh, this would be cool. And so, yeah, I joined a writer's group and that set me on my path.
That's amazing. So let's chat about the love kind. What is the elevator pitch? What can readers expect from here?
So basically the love kind is kind of... It's just a geek book. So I am a geek and a nerd, and I just love things like going to Dragon Con and wearing costumes and, you know, that whole love of costumes and cosplay. Okay, the book is about cosplay. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've been a fan of that since, you know, going to the Renaissance Festival and buying my first corset and dressing up as a tavern wench. So, inspired by all of that and my love of that, the love kind of set around a fake reality TV competition that centers around cosplay. So Kenya's made it, my heroine, Kenya Davenport, she's made it to the final round, but to win the prize money and make her dreams, you know, come true, because she wants to turn her hobby of making costumes into a full-time business. So she's got to take a production crew back home with her, and she's got to make a couple's cosplay with her partner, her significant other. Problem for her is that she's very happily single at the moment. So, but she's got to make a decision. So on live TV, she blurts out the name of her best friend and her roommate, who's Cameron Lassiter, who's also cosplayed with her, you know, over the course of their friendship. So Cam, you know, despite being surprised, he agrees to be her fake boyfriend for the show. And so now they have to convince family and friends and the production crew that they are actually a couple. And these public displays of affection that they've got to do for the cameras end up, you know, having them catching feelings for each other. And, you know, so the fake thing starts to become real, and that kind of ups the stakes for them, because, you know, Do they be real for each other? And if they are real about their feelings for each other, will that destroy their friendship, or will they be able to, you know, win it all? Mm-hmm. So there's lots of emotional highs and lows, and there's a lot of comedy in it, I think. And I just, it's definitely the best story I've written to date.
Oh, I love this. I love, you have me a fake dating where they catch feelings, you know, like it's going to happen. Like, it's just like, it's like a trip. I'm like, I love them to like, well, we sort of have to fake it. And then you're like, but I like you, you know, and I don't know how to tell you that I like you more than fake, you know? So I love this. And so you mentioned you love cosplay. Which is your favorite cosplay costume, you know?
Well, I have done just kind of dress up. So I've done some steampunk. I've done, you know, pirates, because, you know, that whole corset and winch thing seems to be a really good one. And then one time I did, I dressed up as Isis. So I had the crown, I had the collar, the ankh, the golden wings. So that whole thing was probably my most elaborate one that I did. So there's some that are mentioned in the book that I would like to try. Like in the opening scene, it was the competition required a mashup. So she dressed as Dora the Milaje Explorer. So it was just kind of a mashup of Dora the Explorer and the Dora Milaje from Black Panther. And so when I wrote that, I'm like, oh my God, I really would like to do this costume. So for cons next year, I'm going to try to assemble that and see if I can pull it off.
Oh my gosh, I love this so much. And I love you have something to look forward. You're writing on cover a new costume to do. So, all right. So what has sparked joy over the past couple of years? Because we had not so good times, but something may have, whether it's a book, writing, or a project, or a hobby, they may have, you know, kept your spirits up, you know.
Believe it or not, watching K-dramas, Korean dramas, So once I discovered those, I mean, I had seen some a couple of years back, and I tried to find them again, because there was like, I had a channel on my cable network, and then the channel went away. So I'm like, now I've got to find these. So once I, you know, found the channel on Netflix, and I have Rakuten Viki, so I've got those. So I've just been watching way too many of them, because I get so involved in them that I forget that I'm supposed to be writing right now. So I tried to save them as a treat. So, and watching an anime, just all of that, ancient alien marathons, because, you know, it's a great diversion for that. All of those things have been kind of, you know, sparking joy for me. And of course, when it's warm, I can sit out on my back patio and watch the hummingbirds fight at the feeders, because they don't share. They don't like to share. They will dive bomb each other. And it's just really amazing to watch them gang fight over the hummingbird feeders. So those have been the kind of things that have just kind of made me happy over the last couple of years. So when I need a break to be happy, that's what I do.
I love it. So let's try some book recommendations. Which books will you recommend our listeners to pick up?
Oh, there are so many. And I know that my friends, my author friends, are going to be mad if I don't mention them. But ones that I really love is the series that Farah Rashan is currently doing, The Boyfriend Project, The Dating Playbook. And I think she's got a third one that's going to be coming out. So I really love those. Well Met by Jen DeLuca, that series, I really like that. Mm-hmm. And the ones that Olivia Waite is doing right now, Olivia Dade, I'm sorry. I do like the ones that Olivia Waite is doing, but the ones that Olivia Dade is doing with the plus size heroines, I think that those are really awesome. And I have a bunch of, my friends are doing excellent with their books, and I just love them to death. Quanah Jackson's How to Marry Keanu Reeves in 90 Days. That one was a hoot and a half, so I really did enjoy reading that one too. So
yes, those are excellent recommendations. So tell us where you can find you online.
You can find me online at, basically, if you can spell my first name, SereSSIA, you can pretty much find me. Twitter is at Ceresia. My website is ceresiaglass.com. And my Instagram is also Ceresia Glass. And on Facebook is author Ceresia Glass. So basically, yeah, if you can spell my name, you can find me.
I love this. Thank you, Ceresia, for being on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It was great.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for romance audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.